John, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Tony. How you doing?
Well, I guess I know how you're going to vote on this.
Oh, absolutely. Today is the big day when voters get to decide on the biggest tax increase in Lansing history, a 25% to 30% tax hike and override of Headley for the next 5 years. You know, Tony, yesterday the biggest story was Osama bin Laden, but the biggest news shock was when gasoline went to $4.29 a gallon. And most people I know can't afford to pay the bills and gas and groceries, and we can't control the cost of those things. But today, we can control how much property taxes and rents can or can't be increased over the next 5 years.
So, what will be your efforts and the efforts of No More Taxes Committee today?
I will be out in the streets. We're taking it to the streets and waking the people up and trying to convince them to go to the polls. It only takes about 5 or 10 minutes to vote no and go. And remember, renters think that they are not involved in this, but renters pay an additional 17.9262 mils. That's 38% more in property taxes than every homeowner in the city. So if we don't go and vote today, you got nothing to complain about regardless of the outcome.
John, what's going to happen should this millage fail? How are they going to balance the budget without so many deep cuts? And do you think citizens are willing to take on those cuts?
Well, I think the police and fire department will probably end up taking a 10% pay cut, and that'll generate close to $6 million. The city's sitting on $6.2 million in a reserves or rainy day fund. We've used $7.1 million the last 2 years to balance the budget, a couple of million dollars there, and we're right back at the $8.5 million. The rest is up to the mayor and the city council to decide how they're going to balance it.
Do you have a feel for how this vote's going to be, or do you think it's going to be close?
I think it's going to be close. It depends on turnout, and I really think it's not a vote against police or firefighter that we don't appreciate the jobs they do. This is, I think, really a pocketbook issue, and I don't think people in Lansing can afford this, man.
Lansing City Council members formally declared their intent to use a millage up for vote today for police, fire, and roads. This was a 11th hour resolution. What's your take on that?
I think it's merely a last-second Hail Mary pass to dupe voters into supporting this. Only thing that matters is the ballot language. No intentions, no millage language, only the ballot language, no election propaganda or anything else. The intent means nothing. It's only the ballot language, and their intent is only for 1 year, and this is a five-year millage.
We're talking with John Pollard from the No More Taxes Committee on the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Later this morning, we're going to have Lansing Mayor Virg Venero on the program. John, he was on the program shortly after you were last week, and he asked our listeners to trust him, and he proposed the question, who are you going to trust, John Pollard or me? I've been serving the city faithfully. I've never lied to you. I've always been honest. Who are you going to believe, John Pollard or Mayor Virg Venero?
Well, I would believe John Pollard. Mayor Virg Venero told us he was not going to run for governor, and he disappeared all last year when he should have been here taking care of this mess that we all could see coming. So I think the people of Lansing know who to trust, and we can't trust the city. We've had rain taxes and road millage bonds captured without coming back to the voters, and we've been double taxed on the zoo and the parks millage. I think we know who to trust here today.
John, do you think that the mayor, in his efforts to be the next governor, if he would have been here instead of running for governor, we wouldn't have as deep a hole, or we wouldn't have a deep hole at all?
I think it wouldn't be as deep, and we would already be dealing with some sort of alternatives to this. Like I keep telling you, man, Ann Arbor can run their fire department with 89 people, less than $14 million. Lansing needs $30 million and 225 people, and we run 14,000 times a year gas-guzzling fire trucks to do the job of an ambulance. I think if we'd have dealt with this, we could have saved ourselves a lot of money.
All right, John, we are going to call you at the same time tomorrow to get your take on the results. Thanks so much.
Okay, it'd be like the night of sleeping dead. Okay, thanks, Tony. Vote today, people. Vote.